Well, Duluth has been named one of the top 10 best foodie cities in the U.S. Comes as no surprise to us. But how did livability.com find out about it? We've got Matt Carmichael, livability.com's editor, on the line to find out where he put his spies. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Nice to have you along with us this morning. So we know that we are heaven on earth for foodies, but how did you guys find out?
Well, we tend to focus on small to mid-sized cities, and that gives us about a universe of 2,000 cities to look at. And we run data, run a lot of numbers on all those cities. We were looking at things like how much people spend on food, adult obesity rates, because we want foodie people to still be healthy, right?
Oh, absolutely.
We look at the propensity to eat at fast food restaurants, which is bad, and the propensity to eat at family-owned and boutique restaurants, which is good. All these kind of things go into the mix. They give us a nice short list, and then our well-traveled editors take a look at the short list and narrow that down to our top 10.
Do they take a look at the list, or do they go to these communities? I mean, we're fabulous. Even the numbers, of course, are going to show that we're fabulous, but you kind of got to be here to have the experience.
Well, it's often preferable to be able to go to all these places, but it's not necessarily feasible. And besides, it can give you kind of a mixed impression. So you can go to a great city, but your baggage gets lost on the way, it rains the entire time.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You get a bad meal, and you wind up with this bad impression at a really good place. And the contrary can happen, too. You can have a great burger or a really great beer in what is otherwise not such a great place. So we try and stay with that data-driven approach and then add our subjectivity later.
Okay, so you narrowed down your list. You ended up with, how many did you say?
The top 10 out of 2,000.
So you didn't do like a first cut, second cut, third cut. How do you, you've got to somehow, how do you narrow down a list of 2,000 cities?
Well, once they're all nicely ranked, part of the process. Yes. So we rank the cities once we've done our data analysis, and that gives us, you know, a nice order to start with. And we start at the top and work our way down until we think we've got a good list of 10.
So do you have numbers to tell you about, for example, chefs? Whether or not you've got, you know, like this fabulous person who has all of this training and they're, you know, cooking here, cooking there, or this guy got promoted and he's good, but he started as a busboy and hasn't really had any training, whatever.
Yeah, once we've got our short list, part of the narrowing process is we look at things like James Beard Award finalists, and we look at Michelin-starred restaurants, and we look at Yelp reviews. So we get a sense of that. It's not necessarily part of the data process, but it's part of our narrowing process that got us to Duluth.
Okay. What about where the restaurant is located? Here in northern Minnesota, well, throughout Minnesota altogether, we've got some fabulous restaurants that are kind of out in the Tules somewhere. And they're wonderful places that locals and maybe, you know, the summer people stumble across. Or are you trying to look for restaurants that are in a downtown of a city?
Well, we try and look at restaurants that are within the city limits. So we are very, as a site, Livability is focused on, again, small to mid-sized cities. So not sprawling metro areas, but just the actual urban, well, center. So
okay.
Within the city limits. So it can be far out in the city limits, but as long as it has a Duluth address, we will be pleased.
You'll look at it and you'll say, all right, that seems like a plan. So you get your top 10 and you say, Duluth, Minnesota, and you, yes, they've been in the news a lot because they keep winning top 10s. At some point, did you need to call here or go here at all? Or are you just, you know, looking at it by the numbers?
Well, we're certainly reading up on the areas. Whether or not we have been to all of them, I've certainly been to a number of the top 10 cities. Our other editors have been to other of the top 10 cities. But we certainly haven't been to all of them, and that's not a factor in the ranking. It just helps that they're some cities we know a little better.
No, it's just that we're more than willing to hook you up with some folks to take you on a nice tour and show you some of the highlights. That's all.
I would love that. I would love to get up there. It sounds like a lovely day today. Grab something to go from the Duluth Grill and go have a nice picnic out by the lake. Sounds gorgeous.
Oh, it does sound gorgeous. Now, how should we, as a community, feel about being named one of the top 10 best foodie cities in the nation?
Well, I think lists like this are great conversation starters, and it helps to be able to recognize, you know, the work that you've done in a community to create yourself as a foodie community, and you should be out supporting the restaurants that are helping grow this reputation. They're a great feather in the cap for a community, and that's part of why we like to focus on the small to mid-sized cities, is that an area like Duluth might not make a lot of foodie city lists that are just looking at New York and San Francisco and New Orleans and my hometown of Chicago. So it's nice to be able to get out into some of these smaller places that are also doing a great job, just on a smaller scale.
We can be a top 10 best foodie city, and it still takes you no more than 15 minutes to commute anywhere in town. Can Chicago say that? Can Chicago say that, Matt?
Chicago cannot say that, no.
All right. There you go. So maybe that'll be one of your next top 10 lists, is places where the commute is mercifully brief.
I think that would be a great one. I actually just did a blog post on livability along those lines, coming up with a couple new metrics to measure your commute.
Fantastic. Well, Matt, thanks so very much for joining us this morning. What fun to talk with you.
Thank you, and have a great dinner tonight somewhere out in Duluth.
I certainly shall. Matt Carmichael is the editor of livability.com, and they have just named Duluth one of the top 10 best foodie cities in the nation.